even Wilbon surprised. We made this thing last. I've written so many jingles that now I've stopped keeping track. When the radio's on, it's gotten so bad. I imagine new words and I drive myself mad. Some folks assume I live in a basement and say all my time has been wasted. But every song brings so many possibilities. And maybe someday we're gonna jump the shark. We'll send in songs and we'll be ignored by Mark. Oh, and Gary and Darius are gonna be all that we get. But it just hasn't happened yet.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser radio show on tkjingles.com and is enjoyed by the loyal but often strange littles of the Tony Kornheiser radio show. TK Jingles is now on Facebook at facebook.com/tkjingles. And if you'd like to join the conversation and have your email read on this podcast, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Coal, the only brand of anthracite that is tinted blue for your protection. When you need steady and economical heat, think Blue Coal. All right, so that first song there was about jumping the shark in a comment that Jeff Hawkins had made on Twitter a few weeks ago after hearing a jingle that he apparently didn't like. And, you know, I gotta say, I'm not too worried about it. We continue to find new and interesting ways to sing stupid songs about Tony Kornheiser and the people on his show and in his life. There are so many endless topics to sing about. My only concern would be if we start rehashing the same songs over and over again, sung by the same people. So those of you listening to this, if you haven't done a jingle yet and you'd like to join the conversation, please do. There's a tutorial on YouTube that will show you how to do it. Love to have some new voices out there. And for those of you that have done jingles, you know, try to think of new songs to do so we don't end up regurgitating the same old material and making this thing boring. But there's always so much to do. And when you're doing it, I really appreciated a comment Gary made a week or so ago about that my jingles were tight, that they were 45 seconds. I do think it's really important for the listeners of Tony's show that we not be too self-indulgent with this nonsense, even though the whole concept of a jingle is so self-indulgent for Tony, and then for those of us performing more than one or two, pretty damn self-indulgent just for the sheer joy of having, you know, your stuff on the air and you know, going on and on. But two verses, three verses, you know, it can get a little bit excessive. So as long as I think we're all, you know, keeping it tight and keeping it short, having all the material focused and funny the whole time, not having too many long instrumental breaks, I don't think we have anything to worry about. You know, this week, it was also funny that there was a jingle that was aired by Jeremiah Amaku called Orange, Orange Baby. This is a song that was sent to Nigel back in April of 2014, almost 6 months ago. And they finally played it. I assume Jeremiah sent it in again. They credit him as Tekamatsu or something, but I don't know where that came from. Either that's wrong or the original metadata that Nigel gave me of that file from April had the wrong name on it, but they were sitting on that thing for 6 months, and it never aired, and when it did air, Tony had the audacity to say that it was basically the best jingle ever, and the gauntlet has been thrown, and it's amazing, and everybody else better watch out, because it was the best. And for those of you that enjoy TK Jingles, if you've listened to Nigel's Rubbish Bin, that was one of the songs that we played in the very first episode. It's great. He did a great job. I love it. I'm glad, I'm thrilled it finally made the air. But the hyperbole and the lack of context for these jingles every week never ceases to amaze me. I mean, I think once every week or two, I've probably talked about this before, Tony will have some, that was the best ever comment. And, you know, totally forgetting the 2 years of songs that have come before that are all, you know, great. And I think it's wonderful, going back to the whole jump the shark comment, that's why this thing will never jump the shark. As long as Tony and Gary and Jeannie are still saying, wow, I'm in awe. They know that that's the best ever. That one was so good. It's not going to jump the shark. You know, as long as they're enjoying it and as long as we're not getting too self-indulgent and running on and on for 5 minutes, we're okay. One last thing I wanted to talk about before I get into the jingle. So today we do have a great show. I've got seven jingles up front here, some TK trivia by Claire Natola, then a second time around playlist of songs that have been covered more than once, and then a great mailbag. But there is one topic I want to talk about up front. Last week, I ranted about how Nigel didn't really sequence the I Believe I Had That jingle the way that I might have done had I, you know, had some say in it, because obviously I have no say. And, you know, who really honestly gives a crap besides me and maybe a few of you who are listening? But anyway, having said that, this Monday, I sent in a jingle to Nigel that I'd sent before, but I sent it again just as a reminder, called I Love You, Larry David. It's a song, a parody of a Disney song, the Jungle Book song, that is about Tony and his interactions with Larry David. And I think it's hilarious. It's one that I am proud of and always found funny. So I sent it in just as a reminder, and Grover Muldoon was nice enough to put together a really nice promotional photo. So I thought, hey, if I send this photo in and send the song in, this song will finally air. It's the only jingle I sent in this week. And, you know, I didn't make the air this week, so I guess that says something. But I sent it in just thinking, this is the one. I finally am going to get this one on air. So I sent that in on Monday. On Tuesday, they had the former head writer of Seinfeld, Peter Melman, in studio. So less than 24 hours after I submitted this jingle, the former head writer of Seinfeld, who worked closely with Larry David, was in studio with Tony, and they didn't air it. So, you know, I know, way too serious. This whole thing is so random, and it's, as Shad always likes to say, the mailbag is a fickle mistress. But come on, when is there ever going to be an opportunity like that when you had that kind of synergy for a jingle? All right, I've vented, I'm over it, moving on. You can go enjoy that jingle right now at tkjingles.com and probably never on Tony's show. So anyway, this week, some awesome new songs. I thought that the first song I'm gonna play here, John Fitzpatrick, Fly Like an Eagle, part of his run of timely Redskins tunes. This one, the lyrics are great, the performance is great, just so well done, I love this one. Then I have a kind of a long one here by me, a parody of West Side Story Somewhere. Then Brad Weiss with Born to Be Wild. Patrick Moffitt with a Mr. Tony mashup to Da Da Da. And I find this one hilarious and creative. And then a bizarre and retro sexist coffee commercial by Brad Weiss and with some collaborations from a couple other folks called Sarcasm. Then I'm a Believer by Mickey and John, and then Joe Arrow with I Just Sing. Then after that, we're going to have some trivia and then a wonderful featured segment of songs that have been covered more than once. So stick around. It's going to be a great show.
Robert Griffin, 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 too many sutures. Where's Robert Griffin, Griffin, Griffin? Is Kirk the future? Kirk let it fly against the Eagles, still lost by 3, rang up points on the Eagles. Shouldn't Philly play some D? Was that 12th man for the Eagles? A referee, Kelly's offense, maybe a revolution. Chip feeds them smoothies, not what other teams have to eat. They left our corners standing out there on flat feet. But Kari Rambo, oh heck, he's out on the street. Jay Gruden, what's the solution?
I tried everything. Comb-overs and medicine. Nothing worked and my head still bare. God, I want some hair. People stare at me, but not because I'm on TV. I'm wicked bald, so there's quite a glare. It's hereditary. Life's not fair. Dismay, despair. Think of the life I'd be living if medical science could give me some at LeBron and Wayne Rooney. I'm sure it's expensive, but I don't care. Send a bill, I'll sign anywhere. Someday
mattress retail and paid a pretty penny. Get to bed quite early and I sleep until 4:20. Yeah, darling, gotta love this comfort. Take the perks that my yakin buys. Drive off in my Coleman caddy straight from PTI. I like old guy music. Listen on my iPod. I would if I could find it and get someone to turn it on. Yeah, darling, gotta love the good life. Living large in my DC crib. Boil all of my eggs at once and eat them with my kid. I'm a bald orange guy and a rich, rich only child. I don't fly so high, afraid I'm gonna die. Rich only child. Rich only child.
What is this?
Yeah, I look like Bozo the Clown. Yeah, I look like Bozo the Clown.
Plow up the fields. Plow up the fields. Grow lettuce.
Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now.
Right. You know nothing.
That's a question.
Yes.
Ice cream over the sink?
No, no ice cream last night. No.
Close the door, fatty.
Arch Campbell.
Didn't see it. Don't want to see it.
Barry's Verluga.
You can talk about how many games he's won. That is a stupid statistic.
Kevin Sheehan.
You don't listen to this show at all.
Junior is there. Let's go in the bathroom, and I'll take off my pants and show you there are 36. Volcanology. They know nothing. Absolutely nothing. They don't know when this is going to stop. They don't know why it started. They don't know where it's going to spread. They are out there collecting little baggies
blah,
of
blah,
schmutz.
Blah.
Liz Clark.
Blah, blah, blah.
David Aldridge.
Blah, blah, blah.
McManus is with us. SG3 is with us.
Blah, blah, blah.
James Carville.
Blah, blah, blah.
Eat it, McManus.
Blah, blah, blah.
Bert Fries is your fire.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, dear?
Why, it's your email again. A small child could do better than this.
Hun, really?
Sorry, dear, but... just read it. My cat also likes grapefruit juice.
But what else can I do? I'm trying to get better. Oh, Joe Farrell, what can I do? My husband says my emails stink, and I'm trying to make them better.
Listen, sweetheart,
Have you tried some deadpan sarcasm?
Sarcasm?
You heard me. Sarcasm. The old guy's a pushover for it. Either that or mention Dino Danelli and Uranus.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Say, honey, this email's wonderful.
Oh, do you really think so? Dear Grandpa, thanks ever so much for the constructive criticism. We shall endeavor to elevate our writing to the erudite standards this podcast inspires. Sincerely yours, Noel Coward.
It's sarcasm.
7 out of 8 littles prefer sarcasm.
Sarcasm for better mailbag.
Uranus.
Didn't see the film, I don't want to see it. You won't hear my laugh at Plaza Gallery. I quit my job, so I won't have to see Trip to Italy. Oh yeah.
I can't remember when you had some hair, or when you weren't scared of being in the sky. Oh, I swear, I listen every single day. I've made it through each podcast delay. You never read the notes I send, so I no longer try. I just sing and hope my song gets played. This is the choice I've made, making fun of all those weasels and Raju mailbag thieves. Hope they never go away. I bet Jerry go insane, so I'm so glad you play these silly songs that I just sing.
It's time for trivia, trivia, some really stupid trivia. You sent me some questions and now I'll let somebody talk. Somebody talk, let's let another little talk.
Today's TK Trivia answer comes from Claire Natola. Take it away, Claire.
Thank you, Jerry, for inviting me onto the podcast to answer the age-old question, who is Raju Narasetty? The short answer is that Raju Narasetty was the managing editor for the Washington Post, who fired Tony Kornheiser in 2009. Tony had joined the Post 30 years earlier, working as a reporter first for 5 years and then as a columnist. For many years he wrote columns for both the sports section and the style section, eventually appearing in the paper 3 times a week. However, as his career in radio and in television grew, he cut back on his column writing to just once a week, and then in 2005 he cut back on the size of the column, submitting smaller items for the Post that he called columettes. In 2009, just a few months after joining the Post, Raju Narasetty offered Tony an insultingly small amount of money to remain at the paper. And that was a move that essentially ended Tony's tenure there. When one hears Raju Narasetty's name spoken in relation to Tony Kornheiser, the word jerk is frequently attached to it, as if it were a legal suffix. Raju Narasetty himself left the Post in 2012, but by then the damage had been done.
Thank you so much, Claire, for answering the age-old question of who is Raju Narasetty. That was fantastic. If you have a question you would like to hear answered on this podcast, or you would like to contribute with your own answer, please send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com, to join the conversation. This next segment here before the mailbag is going to focus on some songs that have been done more than once. So I've mentioned earlier that It's not something that I think is necessarily good for the mailbag if we're doing the same songs all the time, but sometimes, you know, it's just, it's all you can do. They're just really funny songs, and you feel like you need to do it again, so, you know, more power to you. So we have several songs here. First, I'm going to join the rehash team here with a parody of the Cheers theme, just because it's been done once and maybe twice. And then we have Alex Lau with his first contribution, My Way. Then Byron and Joe collaborating on 50 Ways to Boil an Egg. And 50 Ways has been done at least two or three times before this. Then Bill Bardo and Joe collaborating on My Favorite Things, which KJ did a wonderful job of last winter. Then Peaceful Easy Feeling by Bill Bardo and John Fitzpatrick, which John Fitzpatrick just did again to commemorate RG3. And then Did You Know I'm a No Magic by Steve Maloney and Brad Weiss, which I just ripped off for I Believe I Had That. And then Your Song by Josh Cromwell, which I did probably, I think, back in December 2013. So all of these, though, are fabulous. I want people to keep sending in songs. Let's just try to find some new songs to do. But in the meantime, enjoy some of these wonderful jingles the second time around.
Watching a game on the tube today stresses me out a lot. I thought RG3 and Kirk were decent, but I get the sense they're not. And now my mind is miles away, and I just need to go get off the couch and stretch my legs. That's it, I'm boiling eggs. I thought this year had to be better, but so far it's more of the same. I can't watch another minute of these games.
Regrets, I've had a few, like not beating up stupid Raju. I did what I had to do and saw it through without any fighting. But soon, I found that I liked talking as much as I liked writing. So I got a show and made more dough. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I still wanted to kill Raju. But just before I'd go to bed at 9, I'd eat my ice cream and drink my wine. I stewed in anger and stood at my sink and did it my way.
It's awfully hard to watch the Redskins on TV with dislocations all but crippling RG3. I guess the stress of it is making you hungry. There must be 50 ways to boil an egg tone. Gene said it's really not my habit to intrude, but I've got a slightly different way to help you make this food. I pull it off the heat before it gets too stewed. There must be 50 ways to boil an egg tone. 50 ways to boil an egg tone. You just turn up the heat, Pete. Don't stick it in a pan, Stan. You gotta use a pot, Dot. You don't want it runny. Gotta use a pinch of salt, Walt. If you crack it, it's all your fault. Just boil 2 or 3, Lee, if you're really hungry. Just turning up the heat, Pete. You don't stick it in a pan, Stan. You gotta use a pot, Doc. You don't want it running. Just turn off the flame, James, and go check on the game. Maybe boil another 8, Kate. Hope they turn out just great. Rehoboth Beach House with its own elevator. Tickets to football games played by Pete Waiter. Jim Coleman calls get me to PTI. These are a few of the things that I buy. Red grapefruit juice and white yellow egg noodles. Sky balls and kind balls and bagels and strudels. Cast iron skillets with steaks I can fry. These are a few of the things that I buy. New suits with stripes I can wear to a wedding. Summer straw hats I'm already regretting. Cold wet blue towels from the worker man guy. These are a few of the things that I buy. When a bird gets in the chimney, when the stove is bad, I simply remember the things I can buy, and then I don't feel so bad.
I hate the way that I have to drive across the bridge over the bay, but I wanna get to my beach house tonight, and I don't wanna go the long way. Gives me an awful queasy feeling, but I don't want to stay in town. I really wish I was standing on the ground. I found out a long time ago that I don't like to fly on a plane. Ah, but that plane can take me anywhere, so long as I'm bombed on at a band. And I got an awful, I'm California bound. I really wish I was standing on the ground.
Did you know I know magic? Well, of course you do. I'm on here every other day reminding you, yeah, he's magic. Actually urban to me. He tells me lots of stories, gets me food for free. I'll tell you about my magic so then you'll know how it is I name drop sports stars in every TK show. Oh, you must know I know magic. Another Midwestern guy, as down to earth a billionaire as you'll ever find. Hey, and listen, when you're out in LA, if you need Dodger box seats, just mention my name. I'm partial to Jordan and Chicago teams, but my good friend Irvin Johnson is so dear to me.
It's a little bit funny, the show that's now on, featuring guests like Bob Ryan and Mike Wilbon. The best part's when Tony shows off what he knows. It's not right too often, but he is a chose. He says eating bananas when she takes a loss. Anytime he says it, well, it makes her quite cross. This music and well, that's about it. He still thinks Brazil's landlocked, he just doesn't quit. And you can tell everybody you had that one. It might be quite obvious, but hey, you still won. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in song how wonderful this show is whenever you're not wrong. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in song how wonderful this show is, the few times you're not wrong.
For you, oh, oh, oh. The Grelly, he runs his own jingle website, and yes, he is also a member. You can go there and hear all the jingles you've missed. We got a long way to go till September. Ah, but nobody knows if Tony's coming back. Jerry will read your mail. Who needs a fax machine anyway? To send him a tweet or a comment? Well, it'd be nice if you drop him a line, 'cause that's what it's all about. Jerry, keep up the great work and get those jingles out. Oh, get them out.
All right, Joe Arrow getting it done with a TK Jingles mailbag song. I thought it was appropriate that the second time around playlist would end with a mailbag jingle that had been covered at least more than once. And Joe really did a great job with that one. And all those songs, you know, I complain about songs being covered more than once, but all the songs are so good. So, you know, more power to you folks. I love it. Keep it up. Let's all keep this thing going. All right, so actually it's a pretty short mailbag this week. So if you would like to join the conversation, send me a note, podcast@tkjingles.com. I also didn't get any reviews on iTunes or on any of the mobile apps this week. So I guess folks were too busy listening to Tony's show or doing something else this past week. But if you haven't left a review yet, I would love to read it on this show. There's about 50 reviews or so on iTunes. Go up there, leave some feedback. You can also go to Stitcher or Blueberries, some other places to listen to podcasts, and leave some notes there. But iTunes, I check at least once or twice a week, so I'll always get your feedback if you leave it there. And if you're in an international market leaving feedback on iTunes, I probably won't see it. So you need to send me an email, podcast@tkjiggles.com. Let me know that you did that. So the first email here is from Shad. He says, the jingle sack is a fickle mistress. Any affirmation for the 877 series? And the answer is no. Although I gotta say, I love that you're still doing that, Shad. Those are so ridiculous. Just that same song covered 30 times. It's brilliant. It's like you're mocking the rest of us that are trying to do something else. Also parodying the same song, but trying to do different melodies. Hey, you're just gonna stick to the same melody, and that's awesome. Then I have a note here from Courtney, whose name I can't read on this podcast. And Miss Courtney says, maybe Jerry can write me a jingle from that would parody Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. And yes, so Come On Courtney, that would take about 10 seconds to write. And upon reading that message, I literally have 80% of the lyrics done. My only problem is, I don't know what we would do with that. That would not air on Tony's show. And I get the sense that most of the folks listening to this show don't want to hear explicit X-rated lyrics about Courtney. So probably not going to do that one. But if there's some other forum that you all are aware of, then maybe where that would be appropriate, please send me some feedback. Let me know if you would like to hear that song. Because like I said, as soon as I saw that suggestion, 80% of it was already done. So I guess I'll do it. But honestly, where's it going to go? Then we have a note here from Dan O'Connor. He asks, has work started on the TK Littles version of Do They Know It's Christmas? I volunteer for the Bonapartes. Which got me thinking, it is time to start thinking about the next big collaboration or next big, you know, end of the season song. So I'll get to work on that and start planning here. Because as you all know, the gauntlet has been thrown. Then we have an email from Doug Plord, or actually a couple of tweets. And he was letting everybody know that he has lyrics to 50 Ways to Boil an Egg, which you actually heard earlier in this podcast that Joe and Byron did. But if you would like to sing, there is a complete set of lyrics to a different version of 50 Ways to Boil an Egg. So this could be like the new Hallelujah, I guess. Just everybody does 50 Ways to Boil an Egg and with alternate lyrics. But if you would like to do that, go to the ideas page at tkjingles.com, find Doug Plourd. He's put it all up there, and he would love to have you help him get that out there. And then lastly, a note from Matt Turk that really made me smile. He said, I think I'm going to make the reggae version of the mailbag theme a cell phone ringtone. Which got me thinking, I need to have, like, instead of tkjingles.com, maybe tkringtones.com so I can finally make some money off of this crap. All right, folks, that is it for this week's episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I've loved doing this. I thank you all for your support. I hope you're all still enjoying this. Send me your feedback. Send me your faxes and notes. Join the conversation. Help me with the trivia. Add some new great songs. Keep listening to Tony. Keep listening to me. And I'll be back here next week.
Wow.
I'm in awe.
That's pretty strong.
That wow. is Tech Amatsu.
That's right.
From Parts Unknown. Tekamatsu from Parts Unknown. That is the gauntlet thrown down.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the gauntlet yeah.
Boom.
Thrown
drops
down.
Drops the mic, walks off the stage.
That is stunning.
Yes, well
that
done.
Stunning.
Well done.
And no Arrow, Jerry Negrelli, Kirsten, you listening to this? Wow. That was a wow.
Mailbag brought to us today by Mervis.
Love you all.
Yes, we love you all.
We do love
but
you all.
But you just, you know, the bar isn't raised just a little bit right there. Well done.